And have a look at what's happening in and around the world. And this time we cross live to Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany for our weekly look at what's happening in Europe. Joining me is Helen Sini, producer of Inside Europe. Helen, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you very much, Zane. Thank you.
Helen, the World Health Organization said this week that there could be another 700,000 COVID deaths in Europe by spring. And this is quite a shocking statistic. The situation certainly seems dramatic in Germany. Tell us more about that.
Yes, Zane, it is very dramatic here in Germany. In fact, just this morning, Germany passed a very grim milestone. 100,000 people here have now died of COVID. And unfortunately, the bad news doesn't stop there. Overnight, 76,000 new infection cases were registered. That's a record. And this week, the seven-day incidence rate for new infections also set a new record, over 400. As you can imagine, there's now increasing pressure on hospitals, medical staff, and more politicians are calling for mandatory vaccination. Now, only 68% of people here are fully vaccinated, and that's the lowest number in Western Europe. And it's just not enough to stave off this deadly fourth wave of COVID. It's important to keep in mind that here in Germany, there's a voluntary stance on vaccination, and that differs from countries like France and Italy, which have vaccine mandates in place for certain sectors of the workforce and overall have higher rates of vaccination. Now, there does seem to be broad public support for a vaccine mandate, but of course, politicians need to tread very carefully because, for example, according to Germany's constitution, which is called the Basic Law, the government is obliged to protect people's health and safety, but at the same time, it forbids it from meddling in personal choices about, you know, one's body. As you may have heard, a new coalition government has now been formed here in Germany. It should come into power in a few weeks. Both the outgoing government under caretaker Chancellor Angela Merkel and the incoming coalition led by Olaf Scholz both strongly oppose compulsory vaccination. But Olaf Scholz, who is likely to be the next chancellor, he's already said that the government is considering making shots compulsory for health staff and other essential workers. In the meantime, Zane, as restrictions have been tightened given the serious situation, but I have to say it looks like the situation will get a lot worse before we see any improvement here in Germany.
And other European countries are also struggling with record infections and hospitalizations. Is it possible to identify why this wave of coronavirus is proving so serious in some countries out in the EU?
Yeah, I mean, there are record infection rates in a vast number of countries. Austria, for example, which, by the way, has become the first European country to impose a vaccine mandate, and that'll come into effect in February. I mean, numbers are also surging in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania, even Denmark, which back in September was one of the first EU countries to lift all its coronavirus restrictions. Now, a major factor in all these countries is the low overall vaccination rate. For example, in Romania, only around 37% of its adult population is vaccinated, and hospitals there are overwhelmed. There's been a lot of criticism that the government has failed to educate people about COVID, and that's enabled the anti-vaccination movement to thrive. And speaking of the anti-vaccination movement, there was a very interesting development in Russia this week. A group of leading doctors there invited celebrities, public figures, and politicians who have anti-vaccine views to visit COVID wards in hospitals so that they can see for themselves the dramatic impact of the pandemic. Now, the Kremlin is supporting this issue. Russia is one of the worst hit countries by the coronavirus pandemic, but there's widespread opposition to vaccination there, even though Russia's developed several homegrown jabs, for example, Sputnik V. But only 37% of Russians are fully vaccinated. And in recent weeks, there have been more than 1,000 deaths a day in Russia, Zane.
That's shocking. That's really, really shocking. And I mean, they, you know, I don't know whether this is going to be the start of something new heading, and especially heading into the December, which is tourism month for many of these countries. But chatting this morning to Helen Sini, and she's producer of Inside Europe, and we chat in our Deutsche Welle Bonn section to her about what's happening out in Europe. Now, Helen, despite the overall dire situation in Europe, a few countries seem to be coping relatively well at the moment, for example, in Spain and Portugal. Why is that the case?
Yeah, that's true. There is a bit of light on the horizon in some countries. Spain and Portugal do seem to be coping quite well. But again, it seems to come down to the vaccination rate. Roughly 88% of Portuguese and 80% of Spaniards are fully vaccinated. And it's quite interesting to note that at the beginning of this year, the situation in Portugal was so serious, it was the world's worst hit country in terms of population. In fact, the German army flew in medics into Portugal to help out. I mean, in recent weeks, infections have risen slightly in both Portugal and Spain, but the situation is not serious. The impact on the health system is not significant. At least not yet, Zane.
And that's our chat this morning and exploring news and views inside Europe with Helen Sini. Helen, thank you so much for your time this morning, and have yourself a wonderful Thursday. Well-